Well, here's a quiz question for you. What's the oldest fretted instrument organization in the United States? Well, you just heard it. It's the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra, which goes all the way back to 1900, has been performing continuously since then. Quite a track record, and we have about 10 of the group here. They're not all mandolins, but we'll get into that a little later. We do have a spokesman, and we started with a piece by A.J. White, the Montclair Gallop, some vintage material.
We did indeed. That tune is from 1897, and actually we have our wonderful historian and librarian right here who will tell us about that piece.
This is Paul Rupa. Welcome. Welcome to the Midday, one and all.
Thank you, Norman.
Thank you.
The piece was the Montclair Gallop. What's your name, Fred?
Fred
said.
Tight group, isn't it?
Yes. I just met him the other day. It was written in 1897 by A.J. White, who is a very prolific mandolin orchestra composer. And he was working at a school called the Montclair Academy in Montclair, New Jersey, and he dedicated it to his students. And it's just a great little tune. It's a gallop.
And so I have to ask, how did this come about, a mandolin orchestra?
Well, that's a lovely question, and you're sort of digging into my area of expertise, which is a real problem, because I can go on for hours about this stuff. But mandolin orchestras...
Thanks, Norman.
Mandolin orchestras...
A big, fat, slow pitch for you there.
They started basically in 1880 in the United States and grew into... In about 1900, they really started catching on. There was a University of Wisconsin mandolin orchestra that was led by a guy named Hjalmaro Anderson, who was also a mandolin virtuoso. But mandolin orchestras were extremely popular just before, up until about World War I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
An interesting choice of instrument for a whole orchestra.
Well, the thing is that the mandolin is tuned like a violin. So what happened in 1896 was a company came up with the idea, a company in central Michigan in Saginaw came up with the idea of a mandolin quartet so that they could use violin repertoire, and then they started building into that. So we have mandolins, first mandolins, second mandolins, mandolas that take the place of violas, mandocello, guitars, like guitar and bass take the place of a piano. So we've got a nice little chamber ensemble with mandolin family instruments.
Well, when you mentioned that it could pick up the violin repertory, that means you have a whole trove of classical music you can draw from.
Exactly. And that was the basic idea. What happened was that the mandolin seemed to be a popular means of getting people together. Men and women could be in social clubs that had mandolins, and it turned out that they started actually playing plenty of dance music, like the first piece, which is a gallop and is a dance. And marches were dances at that time as well. So it was a lovely vehicle for social interaction, and it was extremely popular up until just after the First World War.
Well, speaking of classical stuff, you have some Handel, I think.
I'm still trying to get a handle on that, but what we've got is Evan Marshall, who's going to be playing some pieces for us. We are extremely pleased to bring Evan to Wisconsin. He is a virtuoso of the first degree.
With a rather interesting history, but we'll get to that later, too.
You bet. Evan, you want to introduce?
Sure. Sometimes I can't handle the commute from Los Angeles to Milwaukee, and so I have to play mandolin ensemble pieces by myself. And so, Dave, would you be my mic stand for just a second? So I'll have to play the melody on the upper strings with tremolo, and then a harp-style accompaniment underneath.
So is that the duo style?
Yes, in the mandolin business, we call that solo performance in duo style, because I'm playing a duet by myself, is the idea.
Nice work if you can get it. I mean, if you can make it happen.
Yeah, it lowers the overhead.
Yeah, so. Right. What do you need the rest of these guys for? Well, never mind.
Booking.
So we'll hear some of the duo style. You'll be playing the Handel in a duo style.
Oh, I could start with that. I was going to start with the Schubert.
Okay,
but
start with the Schubert.
Yeah, the Ave Maria. You'll hear tremolo melody and harp style obbligato at the same time.
One man, one instrument. Ave Maria, Evan Marshall, who is a guest artist with the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra. You hail from Los Angeles, then.
Right.
You started out as a classical violinist at the, what, ripe old age of seven or something like that?
Yes, that's exactly right. I started classical violin studies at age seven, and then discovered bluegrass on thanks to the movie Deliverance.
No kidding.
Yeah, you know, because dueling banjos was this huge hit just as I was starting high school.
About 1972.
And also, I'm not ashamed to admit that a year previous I had started watching Hee Haw on TV on a regular basis.
My, and we have traveled quite a distance, haven't we?
And so I got immersed in the country fiddle thing. Mm-hmm. And so getting immersed in country fiddle and bluegrass in particular, it wasn't long before somebody said, try this half-size guitar. It's not really a guitar. It's a mandolin and it's tuned just like a fiddle. Try it, you'll like it. And it was love at first sound.
But there, of course, as we've heard at the beginning, a variety of mandolins. Mm-hmm. And so the one you're playing is what?
Well, let's see, the basics would be that the mandolin, being born in Naples, or the Neapolitan mandolin, from somewhere between 1725 and 1740, is kind of a half-sized lute with the, you know, the gourd-shaped back.
Right.
And for all those who aren't watching on TV, I'm playing more of a violin-style mm-hmm. mandolin that was pioneered by the Gibson Mandolin and Guitar Company.
It has the F-holes.
Right, it has F-holes, just like a violin. It mm-hmm. has an arched back and an arched top, just like a violin, and even a raised fingerboard extension, like a violin. It's very much a violin that you play with a pick.
It's eight strings, so is that four strings doubled?
Right, four pairs of twins, mm-hmm. and the two twin strings act as a single unit. It's what helps to give it that Godfather movie sound when you tremolo.
Mm-hmm. yes. Let's see. Nino Rota, wasn't it? Do you ever play that?
I'd be happy to.
It's not on the official list. So
you can't stop me. No, actually, Norman, you can't stop me.
That wasn't me. Oh. He stopped out of his own accord. Well, you had quite the interesting career trajectory, but you also, we mentioned earlier, some Handel, though, Evan.
Yes, and so this is another piece in duo style, and if I may let the kind of the cat out of the bag, so to speak, about how duo style works, you see, what sounds like a continuous tremolo actually has holes in it. If I slow it way down, you hear the holes in the tremolo, and in the hole goes one of the accompaniment harp-style notes. That was the Pastorale number 13 from the Oratorio Messiah, Part 1.
That could be why it sounded a little familiar.
Yes, it's the underscoring for the shepherds watching their flocks and perhaps even dozing off before all the excitement happens.
I imagine that there'd be a lot of crossover in repertoire between mandolin and guitar, too.
There's some, especially for a duo style mandolinist like myself. In fact, the very first piece that I learned to play in duo style was a guitar piece. Guitarists call their equivalent of duo style tremolo study, and it's probably the best known tremolo study of all, Recuerdos de la Alhambra.
Yes, which the way you played the Handel made me think of that.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Right. And so that was actually my first attempt at duo style. It was a hefty, it was like Mission Impossible, but I chose to accept the assignment.
It looks like you carried it off, too. Now we were going to bring the full orchestra in, I think, for another Baroque composer, in this case, Telemann. And this is a piece originally a Viola da Gamba suite in D, and we'll hear movement from that. Mm-hmm. from a Viola da Gamba suite in D by George Philip Telemann. That was a movement performed by the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra with guest artist Evan Marshall, and they're going to be performing, by the way, two concerts this weekend, one on November 21st, that's Saturday night at St. Matthias Church in Waukesha, and then a second concert Sunday, November 22nd, 4 o'clock at the UW-Milwaukee Peck School of the Arts Recital Hall. And you can find out more about those if you go to the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra website. And the rest will be made quite clear, I think. But if you want to hear more of this sound, it's out there in Milwaukee. And as I've mentioned, this is the oldest fretted instrument organization in the U.S., going back to the year 1900 in Milwaukee. And let's see if we can work in one more before we get to the slightly belated quiz question. And this will bring in a favorite for many people, though I don't know exactly which of the 21 Hungarian dances it is.
Oh. Well, I was planning to play number 6.
Oh, that's a good one for this ensemble. Is that you solo, Evan?
It's me solo.
Oh, wow, that's ambitious.
Yes, it is. And
you're sure you're up to it?
I am. I used to do I used to do both 6 and 7, and that didn't work so well because, you know, 6 is scared of 7 because 7, 8, 9.
So you're not just a musical act. Do you juggle also? Well, you juggle the strings. So here it is, number 6. Thank you. Go ahead, applaud.
Oh. One instrument.
Thank you.
One man, one instrument, 10 fingers, and a lot of magic there. Spectacular. Hungarian Dance Number 6 by Brahms. And now we have a couple more from the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra. They've played twice on Prairie Home Companion, so you may have heard them in that context, too. Well, first, we're going to hear solo again from Evan. And here's another ambitious one. I didn't look at the title until just now. This is the finale, I assume.
Yes, this was a double dog dare from my brother. He said that if I learned to do this, I could do it, since it has the Wild West connection, I could do it at state fairs and bluegrass festivals. And since it's also originally classical music, I could play it at Carnegie Hall if they ever called, or with the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra if they ever called.
Whoever called first.
Right. Yeah. And batting 500 isn't bad.
Yeah, not bad.
So, so this is the finale.
People applauding or the members of the orchestra. faster than silver, that proposed. I have to ask you, Evan, what planet are you from?
Oh, bless your heart. Los Angeles. It is a different planet.
Oh, that's a very different planet, yeah. One other question, though, and that is that a piece you could play in the dark? Is it, in other words, it's so much by touch, or do you actually have to watch what you're doing? It's something that complicated.
I I have to see what I'm doing at a few landmark moments. I close my eyes as much as I can, you know, and so, but there's, you know, it's, and I should, doggone it, I should be able to play it in the dark.
But, well, come back, report back to us. It's,
right.
It's radio, so it's worked fine.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where can people go to see them?
We'll get to that, yeah. You do play in L.A., I assume? You play around L.A.?
I play in L.A. some. Usually to give concerts, I travel. You know, it's one of those things, a prophet in his own hometown type thing.
So true.
And so.
But are you going to be performing both of these concerts this weekend?
Yes, I'll be the guest of the orchestra at both the concerts.
So that's on Saturday night, St. Matthias Church in Waukesha, and then Sunday afternoon at 4, UW-Milwaukee Peck School of the Arts Recital Hall. And again, you can find out about those concerts if you go to the website of the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra.
Norm, I'd like to mention he's created a very interesting medley of pieces that we're going to play with him. But Evan, I'd like you to say.
Well, yeah, word about that, and then the grand finale.
The medley of pieces. Oh yeah, that's right. We're debuting a creative little pastiche called a Mostly Mozart Mandolin Concerto. It's three movements. The first movement of Mozart's third violin concerto, the second movement of Mozart's fourth violin concerto, and then the third movement of a mandolin concerto by Hummel.
Oh, who sure, was very famous mandolin concerto, yeah.
Yeah, and so I wrote grand cadenzas in the style of Joachim and Kreisler for those three particular movements, so that's why I crammed them together as a concerto.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
So wait for the CD to come out.
And is there a special time? I think we changed the time of the Sunday afternoon concert, didn't we?
No, it's still 4:00.
Oh, it's 4:00. Okay. 4:00.
All right. So there's your chance. Now for the grand finale, something that sounds like it has a Latin flair to it.
This is a tune called La Tipica, and I mentioned before that mandolin orchestras started in 1880. The composer of this piece was the leader of the first mandolin orchestra in the United States, a guy named Carlo Curti. He changed his name to Carlos Curti, moved to Mexico, started an orchestra there called La Orquesta Tipica, and this is a tune that he wrote called La Tipica and dedicated to that tune. It's a classical polka.
Wow, what a combination. Here we go. Well, thanks one and all for joining us. We had 11 members of the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra, a rare treat for us here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Look forward to the next time and work on that, Evan, you know.
Yes, sir.
And report back. See if you can get it up a little faster. And in the dark next time. Thanks one and all for coming over from Milwaukee today.